Okay, so we're going to be learning one of the most chashuv svarim ever written. And it's a very appropriate time of year to learn it. We'll see if we want. Maybe we could continue after Sukkot. We'll see. But this is definitely the right season to be learning Rabbeinu Yonah's Shaarei Teshuva. Just a little historical background about what Shaarei Teshuva is all about. What is it? Why did he write the Sefer? So Rabbeinu Yonah is one of the great Rishayim. We have Taira on him, on Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah on Brachas. There's a lot of Rabbeinu Yonah is considered to be in the top tier of Rishayim. And the story goes that he was a Talmud of Rav Shlomo of Montpellier, who was one of the Gedolei Yisrael. And he, you know, history is a funny thing. Like today, we look at the Rambam as being, you know, the Rambam. But back in the day, in the 1200s, there was a lot of controversy surrounding the Rambam's writings, not the Mishneh Torah as much as the Mor Nebuchim and other philosophical writings. And they went so far, Rav Shlomo Montpellier and his Talmidim, and one of the major Talmidim was Rabbeinu Yonah, went and he and they burned all of the Rambam's Svarim, whatever they can get their hands on. You can imagine such a thing. All the Mor Nebuchims were burned on a big fire in the heart of Paris. This took place in the year 1233. Now, in the year 1242, about 9 years later, on the very same spot that the Rambam's Svarim were burned by these group of major Talmidei Chachamim, they burned the 24 wagon loads of Talmud. Famous, terrible event in Jewish history. One of the Kinnis on Tisha B'Av was Shali Srufa Ba'esh, written by the Maram Ruttenberg. And basically, they saw the writing on the wall. They saw that it wasn't a coincidence that in the very same spot that the Rambam's, that they burned the Rambam's Svarim, that that 24 wagon loads of Shas. Now, it's a big deal, 24 wagon. You know, so there's one wagon. In the olden days, Shas was not, they didn't have a printing press. It was before the printing press. So basically, in order to get a Shas, you had to have a cipher sit down and write everything painstaking. It was very expensive and very time-consuming. And they took 24 of these with many ksavim of the Rishayim that we don't have anymore because of this fire. It was a very big deal, a very, very big deal. And so they saw that we messed up. Basically, we messed with the Rambam. And Rabbeinu Yonah, the legend has it, said that he was going to go to the Rambam's kever in Eretz Yisrael, and he's going to be mispowel there and ask Mechila. I don't think he ever got there, but in the meantime, what he did was he went and he wrote Sefer Shaarei Teshuva. And Shaarei Teshuva is about the process of tshuva, the very arduous, internal, gut-wrenching process of tshuva, which is something that was very personal for Rabbeinu Yonah, because he personally went through this entire thing when he understood what he did wrong with the Rambam and the Sefer HaTalmud. So he wrote Shaarei Teshuva. Shaarei Teshuva became one of the great Musar classics. It's one of the most famous. The Chavetz Chaim used to give a shir in Shaarei Teshuva twice a week. And one day he said, I can't give the shir. He says, why? They asked him, why not? So he said, because I was busy packing up the Mishneh Berurahs. I had to ship them out. I didn't sit and learn. A day that I don't sit and learn, I can't learn Shaarei Teshuva. Yeah, so everyone came to the daf this morning so we could learn Shaarei Teshuva. But joking. And he said, I can't. How do I learn Shaarei Teshuva? How can I learn Musar Shaarei Teshuva without sitting and learning first a little Torah? And the Panovich Rav, who was a Talmud of the Chavetz Chaim, he was sitting there. He said that daher that the Chavetz Chaim said they learned more Musar from that than all the Musar Svarim that they had with the Chavetz Chaim. But that is. And the Chavetz Chaim quotes Rabbeinu Yonah Shaarei Teshuva. As we get deeper into Shaarei Teshuva, you'll see there's a lot of halachic things that come out. It's not just the pure Musar Sefer. It's a lot of halacha. And the Chavetz Chaim quotes him quite often in his Svarim on Hilchos Lashon Hara. And he says, you might think to say, why am I quoting a Musar Sefer? He says, it's not just the Musar Sefer. Anyone that scrutinizes the work of Rabbeinu Yonah knows that he was meticulous not to deviate any. It wasn't just Musar without being bound to halacha. Everything that he writes is halacha l'maisa as well. So with that as a little hakdama, Let's begin. Shar Rishain Bir Hatshuva Vikareha. That's very interesting. The Rambam, when he writes his Hilchas Tshuva, which is the two important vital works for Tshuva, is the Rambam's Hilchas Tshuva and Rabbeinu Yonah Shari Tshuva. Now, the Rambam just speaks about three basic components to Tshuva, and that is Charata, Vidui, and Kabbalah Lasid. You have to have regret about what you did in the past. You have to admit to it, and you have to makabal with your mouth, confess, and then you have to makabal on yourself going forward that you're not going to do it again. Those are three symbols. Rabbi Yen, I'm going to see, is very, very, he elaborates a lot. He comes up with no less than, I think it's either 20, how many Ikriya Tshuva does he have? Yeah, he has 20 Ikriya Tshuva. He includes Charata and Vid, but he also puts in crying, and he puts in yoga, and the agony, and the pain, and the... We'll go through that as we get there, but it's a much more elaborate process in Rabbeinu Yonah's world how to do tshuva. From the greatest favors that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with his creatures, that he was mechin for them a derech. Now, a lot of these Lashinas, if they're familiar to you, it's because Rabbeinu Yonah takes Lashinas of Tanakh and he weaves it very inconspicuously into his Sefer. So when it says, Ki Heichin Lahem Haderech, that's a Lashon of Tachin Lacha Haderech by the Parsha of the Ari Miklot, right? Tachin Lacha Haderech. When I used to learn, I learned 2 years with Rav Aaron Schechter Musser. And we're 2 years together, and during Elul till Yom Kippur, we used to learn Shari Tshuva. And Rav Aaron had a very, he was very sensitive he loved Tanakh and he loved like language. And so whenever we would learn, he would like pick up on all of these Lashinas that are from Tanakh, and he got very excited about it. And it wasn't, Rabbeinu Yonah wasn't just Tom borrowing, from random psukim in Tanakh. You could really darshan every single pasuk that Rabbeinu Yonah is quoting and how exactly it fits into tshuva. Because if he's bringing down a pasuk about the Ari Miklat, a place to escape, well, that's a very tshuva-dikra concept, as we'll see. We'll see actually right now. He says, this is a time, it's an opportunity that Hashem gives us, affords us, to escape. For Lanas B'Bach B'Shem, we have all these averis on our cheshbon, right? We have a lot of averis that we have to account for. Maybe, even if, let's say, this year, we did very well, let's say. We were in Eretz Yisrael, and we were steigen, we had no averis, let's say, kaviyachol. No averis. But we're still on the hook for averis that we forgot about. Maybe 2 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, maybe 10 years ago, we did stuff, and we never maybe properly atoned for. Maybe, yes, we went through Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, but maybe we didn't really have the right level of tshuva. So for all of these things, we are mired in sin. If we would be able to, let's say, have an x-ray for averis, we might, have averis up to the sky. And we want to unburden ourselves from these. We don't want to carry these around anymore. We want to rid ourselves of this. We want to wash ourselves, cleanse ourselves from our averis. How do you do it? Only the Rabbeinu Shalom came and he was mechadish this concept of tshuva. Tshuva is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chleido b'atzmai developed and gave us as a gift. It's a gift. We don't have to. What do we do to deserve this gift? Think about it. I did an avera. If you look in the Sefer Yerushalayim, he says like amazing examples of tshuva. He says you killed somebody. That's how far it goes. You killed somebody. You did the worst of averis. You did the worst of averis, and I did it. Lamais, I killed the guy. On this and this day, I killed the guy. Comes along the parasha of tshuva and says, "What? You didn't kill him?" Yeah. And so Sisharim says, "It's shetehei akiras harotzain kakiras hamaisa." By me just merely in my mind saying, "I wish I hadn't done that." I have such genuine, not fake harata, but real genuine harata that I wish I hadn't killed, I wish I hadn't spoken Lashon, I wish I hadn't watched what I watched, I wish I hadn't gone there. I wish I hadn't, you know, thought about this thought. Or whatever, if I genuinely believe that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes back into the records of history and purges it from the records. Shetei Akiras HaRotzen, by me not wanting to have done it, it's Kakiras Maizam. Actually, it's like, but there's a videotape, it doesn't matter. It's gone. It's completely stricken from my record. That's the gift of truth. There's no other way to describe it. As Iranian says, it's the greatest gift HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give us, to have an opportunity, a golden opportunity, to cleanse ourselves from our avodah. We did it, yes. But now we feel bad. We don't want to do it again. We are misvada about it. We have the opportunity to cleanse ourselves. We're now as sin-free as the biggest tzaddik in the world. It's a divine invention. It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash says that they went to different things, to the Nevi'im. How do we get rid of Averis? I don't know. You bring a carbon, maybe. They go to different people were weighing in on how you could do tshuva. None of them, how do you get rid of your Averis? And none of them were able to answer until HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yaseh tshuva v'yashuv. You do tshuva. Tshuva is something you don't, it's not even hard to do tshuva. The pasuk says, "Kikar v'lech adavrame." What do you have to do tshuva? You have to run across the world to do tshuva. You just sit in your seat. You think a little bit about charata, about your misvada, and you do a kabbalah, and it's gone. It's a very simple process. One time, I think it was on Shabbat Shuva, I was giving a. It was by Shalosh Shodes. I wanted to give a drasha. I said, "You know what? Let's scrap the drasha. Nobody wants to hear Musar anymore." I had a whole el of Musar. Why don't we do an actual tshuva workshop? Let's just, we have a whole, there's like, I don't know, a couple hundred people there, I think. And I said, let's just do tshuva right now. Let's just do it. Like, let's stop talking about doing it and let's implement, let's do it. And then we went through the stages of tshuva and we did tshuva. Like, it's not that hard to do tshuva. You don't have to jump through hoops. You just have to think and have genuine remorse. And Rabbi Yehuda makes it a little bit more difficult, as we'll see, the different ikrei hatshuva that he adds to the Rambam. But but when you boil it down, it should be a very simple process. Not only that, v'limdam v'hizhiram lasha. It's not like he's saying, like, fine, I'll let you do tshuva, but I'm going to make it really difficult. He wants us to do tshuva. He teaches us about tshuva. He warns us to do tshuva, to come back to him, kiyachdulai, l'raiv tuva yashra, because he's so good. He's so straight, upright. Kihu yada yitzim. He knows. You know, we have a yitzar. We feel guilty. I sinned with this. And we should, I guess feel a little bad that we do. But at the end of the day, I didn't ask to have a yitzahara. Who made my yitzar? Hashem made the yitzahara. He knows about the Eitzar. Hashem Atayv Yashar Hashem Akin Yerichatam Baderach. V'im Hirbu Lefshayav Limer Tovegad Vegdim Bagadu. And let's say I did so many Averis and I rebelled against him. Leisagar Bal Nasa Tshuva. It never closes. The doors are never locked for us. We're always able to come through these gates of Tshuva. That's why he calls the Sefer Shari Tshuva. Shenema Shuvu L'Asher Hemiku Sara. Go back. Return to he who you have soured in your relationship with. You have veered off of the path. V'nemar, shuvu banim shoivavim, erpim mishubayseichem. Hashem warns us, come back, you wayward children, and I will heal you from what you've done wrong. Stop here.